love and marriage, the horse and carriage. Let's add another couple to that list, the fireman and his dog. Brothers Drew and Trevor Orsinger have cataloged the lives and legends of Chicago firehouse dogs in a new book, The Firefighter's Best Friend, published by Lake Claremont Press. Trevor Orsinger joins us from our Chicago bureau. Hi, Trevor.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And your brother's here in the studio with me, Drew Orsinger. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Leanne.
Let's start our conversation with the cover of the book. It's a great picture, a classic Dalmatian looking out at us. He's standing in front of a fire engine, number 30. In fact, the dog's name is 30. This is the dog that's known as the mascot of the Chicago Fire Department. Now, we tend to associate Dalmatians with firehouses. Why? Why has it been Dalmatians? And Drew, because I'm looking right at you, why don't you start with that?
The history of Dalmatians actually comes over from England. The Dalmatian was associated with the English aristocracy as being a subject of status back when, in the 17 and 1800s, when people were using horses to take their carriages. And the unique aspect of a Dalmatian was that the Dalmatian provided the firefighters access to fires because the horse carriages didn't want to get close to the fires. The horses are inherently afraid of fire. And the Dalmatians were actually well suited to get along with the horses and provide a very good distraction so that the firemen could bring the fire carriages closer to the actual cause of the fire.
Trevor, tell us a little bit about 30. What's his story?
30 actually was, I should say, he actually passed away about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
About a month ago. And he was about an 11-year-old dog who was donated to the house by a policeman. And he made over 14,000 runs. The dog was amazing. When an alarm went off, the dog was the first one on the truck, barking and just scrambling to get the men in line and anxious and eager to get to where they were going. When he got to the scene of a fire, he would jump off the rig, the engine, and just pace nervously around, waiting for his crew to return back to the engine safely.
You actually do the history of fire dogs in Chicago. I mean, you go back, actually, to the Great Fire, Chicago Fire of 1871. What are some of the discoveries you made, I mean, earliest discoveries you made about Chicago firehouse dogs? Drew, I'll let you take this one.
I think it was amazing to see the parallels in terms of the dog's functionality, you know, almost 200 years ago to today. As we were mentioning, the security aspect of the dogs, they really have a very integral part of the everyday life that the firefighters encounter. Another quick story about their typical mission would be to, as the Dalmatians did in 300 years ago with the hay loss, you get a lot of rats that would come into the firehouse and infest the firehouse. So the Dalmatians were known as ratters. And today, many of the fire dogs in Chicago will hunt out these rats in the firehouses, and oftentimes the firefighters will reward a dead rat with a bowl of ice cream. So those types of things was really neat to see the commonalities between, you know, you go back 300 years and the dogs are essentially, even though so many things have changed with technology, they're still doing the same thing. It's great.
Do the dogs get trained?
Some do and some don't. It depends on the functionality of the dog. Like 30, who actually goes on the rig, it's dependent on what the dog wants to do. Many of the dogs provide security for the firehouses in the rougher neighborhoods of Chicago because when the firehouse gets an alarm and the rig leaves, everyone in those areas know that there's no one in the house. So you need a good dog to fend off any potential burglars.
There's a dog named Felix.
Felix was an amazing dog. He's really the quintessential Chicago fire dog from the standpoint of the dog was taken in by the firefighters, really led this romantic life of living the everyday experience with them, was credited with saving several people, everything from a baby to actually, there's a story of firefighters actually grabbing onto the tail of Felix because back then they didn't have the smoke equipment and was credited with leading the firefighters out of a burning building and was given an amazing funeral where the entire community outpoured, as well as a statue and a cemetery plot that's very highly regarded even today.
Why just stick with Chicago firehouses for this book, though? I mean, the fire dog tradition is pretty universal, isn't it?
There are some other dogs, especially like in New York City, where you've got a couple here and there. But the strongest tradition, we believe, in the country is actually in Chicago, where they still have almost 25 dogs actively working in firehouses. And nowhere else that we've found, and we've talked to firefighters all over, have been able to say that they have dogs living there. And primarily because there's coding issues with respect to having dogs in a firehouse that's a government building. A lot of cities don't allow that to happen. But Chicago still does.
We had traced the lineage of the history in Chicago, and we uncovered at least 300 dogs that we knew of, and there's probably hundreds more that we don't know of because there's nobody around to tell the story. And I think Drew and I both have, because we grew up here, because we lived here, we just had a particular affinity for this city.
Do you have a dog, Drew?
I do. I have a chocolate lab.
What about you, Trevor?
I do not. I just finished up law school last year, and I just didn't have the time to take care of one. I'm thinking about getting one in a few months.
Do you have a breed in mind?
I like the Basset Hounds. I have big ears myself, so I can relate to the dog.
Drew and Trevor Orsinger are the authors of The Firefighter's Best Friend, The Lives and Legends of Chicago Firehouse Dogs, published by Lake Claremont Press. Trevor joined us from our Chicago Bureau. Thank you so much, Trevor.
Thank you, Leanne. I appreciate it.
And Drew is in our studio in Washington. Drew, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Pictures of Chicago firehouse dogs can be seen on our website at npr.org.